Tonight, Chris Wheeler, G-Technics International Man of Mystery, joins the podcast to not only give us a preview of Serum Summit 2024, and maybe we can get out some secrets for TRCMA 2024 as well, first week of April, mark your calendars, but we are going to answer all your questions, so drop them in the comments below, and everybody welcome Chris Wheeler to the podcast.
And welcome, everybody, to the Cleaner Cast. We're here with Chris Wheeler. Chris Wheeler, what's going on?
Heck yeah.
How's it going, guys?
G-Technic is here. If you got all your questions, just drop them. Chris, you know, has problems with he's an international man of mystery, but he still has problems with time zones. So a little bit of scheduling conflict, but he'll be here most of the episode. But we're going to just basically do it Q&A style, answer questions along the way. So if you got a hot G-Technic question, whether it's for whatever, throw it Chris's way. The whole purpose of these podcasts, and Dewar got the thinking about it, and you know, these brands, TRCMA is coming up, right, Dewar?
Mm-hmm. We are very close. Like, it's coming up faster than I think we even know.
It's about six weeks away. So we wanted to start getting the big brands in front of a camera, start asking them questions along the way. Mm-hmm. Why wait till TRCMA to get the hype going and these brands in front of you to ask all the questions you want answered? So G-Technic popped to mind. I was like, I ain't never had G-Technic on the show yet, so we got to get Chris on here. Met him back in Chicago at the Creator Summit. That was a good time. And Chris, you got not only TRCMA coming up, but the Serum Summit is upon us. So tell us a little bit about the return of the Serum Summit and what you got on the agenda this year.
Yeah. So last year it was over in the UK at the Mercedes, like big complex that they have over there. And then this year we're bringing it back to the U.S. It'll be in Austin, Texas, Coda Raceway. It's at the racetrack, and then we'll have a few different brands there kind of presenting, doing their thing. So we'll have Urable will be there, and then Detail Wise Academy will be there as well. And then also Rupes, obviously, and then we'll be there presenting. So everyone will, and Detailers Roadmap.
Those are four incredible brands right there.
Yep. So we just kind of broke it up into, so everyone will kind of get assigned a group, and everybody will be able to go to each brand and spend some time with their presentation, kind of talking about what they can do to help better their business, improve some of their practices and efficiencies and things like that. So the Serum Summit's really geared towards helping detailers kind of lock in those little details that they've kind of overlooked for so long, and kind of really push them to that next level so that they can, you know, instead of having to work all the time, they can hire people to do the work for them and kind of sit back and run the business type of deal.
Yeah, really geared towards the business-driven minds.
Looks like a jam-packed two-day event.
Yeah, for sure. So this is if I wanted to be a part of the Serum Summit, do I have to be a G-Technic accredited installer?
Nope. It's open to all detailers, all friends and influencers and YouTubers and podcasters.
There you go.
Anybody who's interested in detailing, DIYers, you know, if you want to learn more, because, you know, Rupes will be there doing their thing. You know, they are always keeping up with all the new technology. They got their new pads, their new tools, some new compounds. So it's always good to keep up with what's new and stay efficient as possible, because a lot of guys like to stick with what they know. And they're like, I really like this product, I want to keep using that, which there's nothing wrong with that. But as you know, technology improves, it's always good to try the new stuff as well.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. The Serum Summit looks like a heck of a good time. And what's the dates on that? I mean, it's right. It's like a couple days away, right?
Yeah. It's next week on Thursday and Friday.
Thursday and Friday. So it's a week away.
It's 21st and 22nd, I believe.
22nd and 23rd, it looks like.
22nd.
And pull up the site again here.
So yeah, pull it on.
Thursday the 22nd. Yep. It is a 22nd. So, yeah, we got the morning check-in and all the fun things. So obviously there's kind of three separate locations. Obviously I'm assuming people can bounce around between the three.
It's kind of connected. It's like a big area that's split up. But yeah, each person will be able to go to each brand essentially. the way it's broken up. Right. And then Friday is kind of geared more towards fun. Mm-hmm. We're just going to be ripping around on go-karts. And then we have a presentation later on. We'll be doing for kind of the network and kind of keep everybody up to date on G-Technic as a whole, kind of what we're doing. Rob, the owner, will be there to kind of do his thing and talk about the brand and everything like that. So just kind of a nice get together a lot of times for a lot of the accredited guys, for sure. There is a lot of other detailers and DIY people who tend to come, and people who just want to rip a go-kart, you know, just.
I'd almost go just for that. That sounds like a good time.
Definitely sounds like a good time. They're in Austin, Texas. It's going to be a heck of an event. So if you can make it, definitely make it. Those, like I said, those are some heavy hitting brands that bring, don't just bring like excitement and fun products and this and that. Real knowledge are those, you know, four industry brands. Really good stuff there. Speaking about the accredited network, when someone signs up to be a G-Technic installer, what would you say are the big benefits of signing on with G-Technic?
Well, honestly, you know, it's hard to say. What I tell everybody is try different brands and see what fits best for what you like and what you want to offer your customers. I think what G-Technic does really well on is as a whole brand, it has the whole package. It has all of the maintenance products. It has maintenance kits. It has the coatings, obviously, that's our highlight of the brand most of the time. But we have a lot of stuff that kind of ties the whole experience for the customer together at the end, like the wash guides, all the extra stuff, essentially, that goes with it just as a brand is just kind of a nice little touch. A lot of times is, you know, I know brands are getting better. Obviously, everyone's doing the same thing, improving and stuff like that. So. But right now, I think we kind of have a complete package that not a lot of people have. So that's usually why people like it. Beyond that, obviously, Crystal Serum Ultra is, you know, just a top tier product. You know, it's been around for a while now, and it's still pretty much, I would say, one of the top dogs in the industry. And as you guys know,
standard is what I call it for sure.
As you guys know, we're always looking to improve on our products. So as soon as we can improve it to something better, we will. And just like we did with XO and other products in the past. So we also do a lot of advertising. Obviously, we're a worldwide brand, so it's pretty easy to find us if you look up G-Technic. So it kind of helps give you some, you know, foot in the game when it comes to the customer knowing, like, you know, it's not to say that you want to build off of another brand, right? You want to be your own brand, but use that brand name to kind of draw in the customer because it is very easily found online and that, that sort of thing, you know? So it is just nice to have that complete package, I think, as you onboard to see like what's available, not only for you as the detailer, but for the customer as well.
Yeah. So you kind of round out the experience. Not only with the accredited installer, but their clients as well.
And the support. I say a lot of times, a lot of people say we do a really good job supporting. You know, we try to do as much as we can helping customers. We get inquiries all day long when it comes to phone calls, emails, all that kind of stuff. So we try to keep up as much as we can with the customer. And a lot of times they appreciate that because a lot of companies, they might have a hotline service or somebody at a call center that's like, we'll direct you to this number or whatever. It's just hard to get a hold of somebody sometimes now.
So say I sign up, I'm paying my little fee for the, you know, the little network service y'all got, but I'm like a real small town. So being worldwide is something, but how does it help me more locally?
Honestly, it's kind of hard to say for me personally, when it comes to your where you're at specifically, because I have guys that are in the middle of nowhere, you know, with probably 13,000 people around them in their town, and he's in the top 25, you know, for us as an installer.
Oh, wow. For coatings. I'll be dang.
I don't know how he does it, but
yeah,
he loves G-Technic and like he uses the whole brand, right? So he's he's kind of built that into his business there. He, like, when he promotes his shop, he's promoting G-Technic simultaneously, where I think, you know, shops, when they do it right, it helps, you know, kind of draw in some of the higher end customers because That's usually who we focus on. When we run our ad campaigns, we're focusing on people who have, like, you know, three or more cars registered at their home, typically in their 35 to 55 range, you know, somebody who's got some extra income, you know, that's willing to spend it and that kind of thing. So we try to target specific customers that are G-Technic customers. So if you're trying to go after those customers, I think the brand, if it matches up with what you're doing, then it's a nice fit. Whereas other people who are in the middle of nowhere, I've had the same opposite reaction where they're like, hey man, like, I love Crystal Serum Light. I love EXO. I love all your products. I love Ultra, but I'm just not selling it. And so for me, it's not really worth it to have that access to Ultra. I'm still going to use everything else, but I'm just not going to pay for the Ultra. Right. So that's okay too, because at the end of the day, Crystal Serum Light is our top selling product. So it's a great, super easy to use product, and it's super profitable. So
I definitely agree with that. I definitely started out with the CSL EXO in my business, just so easy to install. Always a good time working with both those coatings, and they give you, you know, that good durability as well. Dewar's got it on his car. Dewar, how you liking? How's it holding up in Canada?
So right. Because I'm for those that don't know, I am about an hour and a bit north of the Montana border. And so our good friend Rick, Rad Garage, he's a couple hours north of me. So we both have very similar climates. You know, I do park in a garage overnight in the wintertime, but still driving on the nasty weather. So I've had my CSL EXO on for about 30 months, and it's still doing pretty darn good. But, you know, I'm taking pretty decent care of it, you know, you know, I'm aware of decontaminating it. I know that, you know, it can get, you know, clogged up, if you will. So, you know, I'm not expecting perfection every single time. Like, you got to take care of it, you know, but I mean, ease of application was, I mean, really second to none. It was really, really good. I had a great time with it, and I've used some other coatings that were, you know, a little bit trickier. You know, I don't do a ton of coatings, but, you know, it was definitely a nice one to apply, and I certainly had no complaints really whatsoever.
So you had EXO V4 then put on?
Yeah, he put this on about how long ago? 2-3 years ago?
Yeah, it was September 2021.
There you go. Yeah, so it's been on there a while. Yeah.
Nice. Okay, nice. I love that. You know, I love hearing the feedback, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah, fellow Canadian chiming in, David Bradshaw, CSU is great stuff, but not the easiest to apply. So how... Like, I'm an open garage. I can't close the door when I usually have a vehicle in.
Sure.
It's pretty humid here, pretty hot. Yep. How would CSU, I've never played with that one, so how would it apply in my environment?
So in a humid environment, it sucks. Just,
you know, that's just, all right.
it's just how it is. So there's a couple tricks that you can do to try and, you know, help reduce the suck. But other than getting a controlled environment, it's just going to suck, and you got to fight through the suck.
Jamie needs to close the door, get the dehumidifier cranked up to like 30%.
Yep. And so what you can do, a lot of times guys will do it is they'll put it in a fridge beforehand, let it cool down, kind of slow those molecules down inside that bottle. And then what I say to do after the fact, because obviously when you take it out, it's going to start warming up. So get yourself like a cup of ice. Crushed ice, if you got it. And set that in there, a nice little cup of crushed ice. That'll help.
CSU cocktail. CSU on the rocks.
CSU on the rocks is what a lot of the accredited guys will do as the temperature changes going into the springtime, the more humid environments and things like that. The biggest thing that's kind of scary though with that simultaneously, obviously, is you don't ever want water anywhere near application process. So you gotta be careful, you know.
I think that's where the dropper will help, you know.
Yes,
you
can kinda, correct.
You're not pouring the bottle over top, but speaking of pouring, some dollars and cents, we got Hippopotamus Stew reducing the suck.
Coming in with a super chat train $1.99. Thank you, Hippopotamus Stew. We appreciate you.
Because kind of to add on to the humidity thing with my application, it was probably, probably 20 degrees Celsius. Can't do the math right now, but it was probably like 40% humidity at the time. So I felt like that was like a perfect scenario, right? And definitely had no issues. So, and there was even a couple there, I, you know, full transparency, there were a couple high spots. That's kind of my name. But, you know, went back and I was just able to like polish. I just polished it a little bit, put Exo back on, and it was good to go.
That's right. Buy the t-shirt, eat, sleep, high spot, repeat over at fakedetailer.com. Go check it out. Definitely. Yeah. So
the other thing you can do, keep your applicator super, super wet. Keep a lot of solvent in that applicator. Sometimes people try to cheap out, you know, don't try and stretch out your CSU. Don't try to stretch out, put it on there, lay it on there thick. Like sometimes I almost run out of a 30 mil doing a regular size car because I'm just laying it.
That's what I like to do with any coating. You know? I like to.
Yeah. Yeah, because with our coatings, they are humidity cured, so you do need some humidity for it to actually do its thing. So if you have no humidity, it's quite the opposite. It's let me just sit here and hang out for a little bit, you know what I mean? So I've been there too, where I'm waiting a minute for CSU to flash, you know, so it just very much depends on the environment and then being able to adjust depending on what variables you can control within that environment, you know? So those are my biggest tips. And then obviously section size, don't go as big, you know, some guys still try to do a half a panel when you know, 80% humidity. Yeah. You're probably going to have some, you know, issues unless you got somebody right next to you.
So that leads me, you know, Exo got an update last year. TRCMA dropped at Exo V5.
And it took you guys a while to be happy with it. I remember, was it 47 having iterations?
My goodness. Yeah.
I think it was 54. Okay. Or something.
I remember we left our notes down there with Gabe, and I don't remember. Yeah, I just remember we talked about it because I heard that number and I was blown away.
So yeah, it's been a while since I brought that fact up.
Got some comments coming in that said maybe it's time for CSU to catch an update. Any news or you know, coming through the grapevine, maybe that'll get an update one day.
I mean, as I mentioned before, we're always looking at updating formulas. You know, we're always looking at what's on the market, see where we're lacking, see where we can improve. We have two full-time lab employees where all they do all day is reformulate what we have to see if they can make something better. You know, that's about the tips of the trees that I can give on that. You know, same goes for a lot of the other products. You know, we've got a lot of products that we're looking to improve and stuff like that. We're never sleeping and we're never happy. And then obviously we always look at the comments and see what people like on the market. We'll grab that product. We see it for ourselves. It's like, okay, well, maybe we do got to readjust our formula and, you know, kind of address this issue or address that issue. So, you know, we're always going to look to keep continuing to improve, whether it's CSU, XO, CSL, we'll try to keep up with the market and what people want, essentially. So
there you go. That's what we like to hear. Always.
Yeah. And just to kind of quickly add, it's tying with the improvement because you guys also at TRCMA, the new bottle logo, like the labels and such, has that been fairly well received? There's been positive feedback with the new design. I really like the new design, and it's even the bottles behind you with even the W6, W8, W9. It's clean. It looks like it functions well, and just is very effective.
So I always try to give the little backstory on the W's is that the W's just means the wash. Like all of our W's are the wash and the maintenance products. So that's just kind of where that came from. So for our SKU system, it's super easy. W1 to W9, you know, those are all of my wash products. I can memorize those pretty easily. And then I can kind of from there, I can go through and I know exactly which one does what, obviously. But no, the rebranding's been awesome. I think it was very refreshing. It was much needed. I think we were very outdated when it came to our labels. The product was always obviously great, but the labels might have been a little outdated. So it's just kind of catching us up to the times. And they do have a peel back label on them as well with all the different languages for all the different countries. So that was part of it too, because there's a lot of new regulations worldwide kind of getting put in place. Like the UK dropped out of that whole trade thing over there. So that kind of changed stuff for them. So just kind of obviously keeping up with what we can and what we have to do when it comes to regulations and the products and stuff as well, because that's also a part of reformulating some of our products is, you know, some countries are banning certain chemicals, certain states like, you know, California.
Joey has a hard time getting tar removers and
some
of the stronger stuff. So, yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, we can't sell a few of our products in California now as well.
Mm-hmm.
They updated their VOC content regulations in California. So we're technically not allowed to sell specific products over in that area. So we have a stop on our website to where if your zip code is in California, we won't ship those products to you. So, you know, and that's just something we as a brand have to also take into account when it comes to making the new formulas. We have to see what's coming down the pipeline when it comes to what you can and can't use anymore as well.
Yeah, that makes total sense. But two formulas that did catch an update last year was XO V5, which was huge. Mm-hmm. And then later was Halo. Mm-hmm. And man, I got to play in. I finally did get to try XO V5 a couple months ago. I did a truck. Love the one layer. I always hated XO was two layers. But XO is always just super fun to apply. I mean, it is just a fantastic, great application wise. And now it is, 18 to 24 months durability, single layer?
Yep. Single layer, 18 to 24 months. Yep.
So that's fantastic.
Look at that Canadian pricing.
Yeah. Beautiful. You were always, Jackson prices for us.
What a beautiful thing.
Let's flip that over.
There we go. Let's flop this over. There we go.
Very cool.
There you go. Was there any more updates to XO besides the single layer? Or was that just the biggest thing, was making it a single layer coating?
Obviously, that was the biggest thing. And then we also addressed some of our application complaints when it comes to haziness. So there was a little bit of change, obviously, in the formulation itself. And then we increased the surface itself is denser now. So it fills in more of the pores on the surface. So you have a much slicker surface. And then increased the water beading angle, I believe, by 10% or something like that. It was something ridiculous. And then increased the self-cleaning properties and all that as well. So just improvements pretty much on anything we could improve on for it, which we hit basically in that one go.
Yep. Cool. And then we jump over here to Halo. I haven't tried this one yet because I don't see a lot of wrap vehicles. And if they do, they usually get it coated with the wrap installer, and I'm not a wrap installer. So tell us a little bit about Halo V2 and what was the big change and update with its formula.
So Halo V2, similar kind of thing. It was a two-layer application before. And then that now is a single-layer application. It also had some issues bonding to certain PPFs. We've heard some feedback on certain of the newer XPEL films and more of the PPF films that have that already coated film, essentially. So we adjust our formulation so that way it bonds to all the films. And then it's just kind of increased hydrophobics, you know, durability, the whole nine yards. So same idea, just kind of hitting home on all those key pieces to make it user-friendly, not just vinyl and PPF, but on all vinyl and PPF. Because as other PPFs evolve, we have to evolve with them, obviously. So that was part of it.
Yeah, and they've come a long way. So
Yes.
I can understand updating with the times of keeping up with their formulas as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what is like a difference? This might be too hard of a question, but between like XO and Halo, like what do you need to change to make it apply to a wrap than just a paint surface?
Well, so with Halo, it's specifically designed for PPF and vinyl. So when it comes to PPF, it's not going to change the self-healing properties or anything like that. It's going to expand and contract with that film. It's going to allow it
just more flexible.
Yeah, it's more flexible. It's meant to go through that kind of, differences on the surface itself. Whereas XO realistically is meant for paint, right? And clear coat or obviously CSL Ultra to bond to, like a harder surface to bond to. And then obviously also with Halo, the big thing is we couldn't add too much gloss enhancing type of product to where you're going to change the sheen on a matte wrap or a matte satin PPF or, you know, whatever that finish is on that surface. It needs to be that finish because most customers, they paid for that finish, right? They don't want it to be gloss now. They don't want it to be satin now. They want it to be what they paid for. So,
and XO is a gloss boss, I would call it.
Yes, definitely. It's definitely I don't like to say it changes the sheen, but it definitely darkens, you know, that color, that finish, to where if a customer sees it, they might be like, you know, kind of shake their head to where they're like, yeah, sure. It's too shiny now. It's like, oh, great.
Yeah. Good problem to have. But so last year, going into TRCMA season, I almost didn't make it to the show myself. I did the halftime with you were here for the Cleaner Cast. Yep. And but you guys did miss the show, unfortunately, with all the bad weather and such. So it's going to be exciting to see y'all actually make it, hopefully, to this year's TRCMA. So y'all are planning on being there, correct?
Yes. Yep. I'll be there on Wednesday. So I'll be there Wednesday. I'm presenting at 9 a.m. Nice. Just going to kind of do a kind of quick recap on the brand. We're going to recap the summit. We're going to kind of go over the new training center, the G-Technic Works, and kind of what's available there. We'll have kind of a hype video around the training center. And, you know, I kind of gave you guys a sneak peek of it. It's pretty nice. So we're excited to kind of get events rolling here, finally have a place to kind of do our thing with, you know, our favorite brands like Rupes and whoever else wants to come in and utilize the facility. We're just kind of want to be the Southeast hub for people to use as a training center to host events and different things like that.
Nice. So what does an event like TRCMA, what's it kind of mean to a brand like G-Technic?
So for us, obviously, we have a really good relationship with TRC because they represent G-Technic on Amazon for us. So we have a very strong relationship with them, and that's kind of built over the last, I don't know, 3-4 years now, where they kind of took that over, and then we've been going out there regularly to kind of make sure they have the support they need from us and things like that. So for us, it's just kind of a no-brainer, realistically, to make sure that the TRC fans and their people know kind of what's up with G-Technic always year over year over our little changes and things like that. And just to kind of recap and to hit some of the little nits and details of the brand and how people can take advantage of the products and dilutions and all sorts of different tips and ticks, trips that we can give people to help continue to like G-Technic and why and see why it's profitable within people's businesses and stuff like that. So, it's just an easy one to say yes to every time.
Right. There you go. Yep. Biggest event at TRC. It's TRC. Yep. Yeah. TRC, TRCMA. It's tongue twister, but get ready. Yeah. It's coming. First week of April.
Yep. It's right at that cusp of detailing season, if you will. So
that's right. Right.
You know,
everybody's fired up.
Yep. They're thawing out and they're getting fired up. So
that's right. Yeah. But I'm glad you told me you were coming on Wednesday because I think we have a spot on the halftime show. We may need to get you in there for a little what we call arts and crafts. So if you can have a little something extra and special, we'll squeeze you in the show and get you in there.
Definitely.
Good time.
Yeah, I just have that morning slot from 9 until 10. So then after that, I'm just hanging out. So
Has anybody with the G-Technic stuff ever whipped up maybe a little chemical concoction, or is there any fun stuff that happens with the G-Technic brand? Maybe you do in your home garage. That's what we like to bring out in the arts and crafts section.
Definitely. Yeah, there's definitely some stuff. Should I save it for then, or do I talk about it
you
now?
Might want to save it.
I think we should save it.
You got something? Okay, we'll save it. Yeah. Tune in. TRCMA halftime show. Chris is going to drop some special concoctions for us, I do believe. But it's going to be
good. Can't wait.
I've got a few that I usually give out to the accredited guys during the onboarding
process.
Yeah,
nice.
So
nice.
They get a little secret, you know, here and there, and they're like, "Dude, I went back and I tried that."
That's always
the perfect
sauce. I tell you, sauce I like. I've been using a lot over the last year was TriClean. I think that is still one of the most underrated products in the industry, and I think G-Technic, you know, has that down pat. And I think it's one of the few that actually has the certificates, you know, with the, can it call itself antimicrobial, bacterial, that kind of deal?
Yep. So
explain that a little bit.
So that has the additive BioCoat. So you can go to biocoat.org. It's a legitimate medical website where they have all their case studies as to what the BioCoat does to the surfaces and how it helps prevent sickness from spreading, whether it be in the classroom setting or at the office.
Yeah, it's good things. Everywhere. I spray TriClean all over my house.
Exactly. I was just going to say that. It's literally my favorite product that we mm-hmm. have. Yep. I cut it 50-50 with distilled water or regular water, depending on at my house. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're going to clean new cars, like a lot of us detailers do, you get a fairly clean car. You don't need to use TriClean full
strength. Right.
So, I'll usually keep a bottle full strength kind of sitting on the side, and then I'll have a 50-50 bottle for wiping everything down generally because you don't need it full strength realistically. But
yeah, TriClean is a product that is just a staple in my arsenal for sure. It will never leave. Mm-hmm.
My favorite aspect is that it makes it smell like a doctor's office.
That's
like
exactly what it smells like.
It's not like a weird foo-foo smell or peaches or anything. Not that I hate peaches or anything. I love peaches. But I love that doctor's kind of just like, ooh, it's clean. It smells nice in here. I like that. Like, think about if you're the customer. When you get in, it's like, ooh, it doesn't smell like my gross kids anymore. Like, that's really nice,
Chicken fingers and French fries.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Some old fries and crayons under the seat,
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that was my favorite product. Do you got a favorite G-Technic product in your studio? He was like, what do I have out there?
Because I had the sample kit during the Grand Ambassador bit, and I really liked G-Wash. That was a really, really fun product.
It's a good one.
It's good soap.
That was definitely, I love a good soap.
I like to call it a shampoo.
Okay.
Because it's just that nice. It's almost like when you go to wash your hair, right? It's like, oh, I got shampoo. Yeah. It's like when I go to wash my car, it's like, I got shampoo. Not Dawn dishwash soap. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I mean, to kind of add on to that, too, a close second or tie for first is panel wipe. That stuff will take you to another dimension.
That got an update, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, kind of a downgrade, though, right?
Yeah, because
technically.
So
it was too good.
For us guys, right, it was fine. We knew how to use it. Mm-hmm. Some people would take it and saturate a panel and wipe it, and then that panel swells up.
And they're
like, oh, your panel wipe ruined the paint correction I did. And it's like, not really, but okay. It's just kind of one of those things to make it more user friendly. That was the biggest thing. So now it's still just as good, just kind of kicked back a little bit. And plus, as you guys know, paint in our industry has gotten thinner and thinner and thinner, and it's going to keep getting thinner. So we just kind of had to address it up front because it was hazing certain paints, GM black. A lot of times people would have issues with, cause it's usually pretty soft, or, basically any of the soft paint or, like Tesla paint. A lot of times that's another one. There's just not, built the best. Elon's all about efficiency, not about what do they call the guys who check the cars at the end of the line, the Q&A guys who just kind of look everything over. They probably have less of those guys.
That's, do you tell me it's simple? That's not too far off. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Panel wipe is Cardi 151 of panel grips.
That'll certainly, and kind of working with the coating line, the G-Technic coating line, it'll certainly let that coating bond without any issues.
Yes, it does. That's another product we can't sell in California.
Even now, even after the update, you still can't? Funny. Well, speaking of TRCMA, everybody wants to know, any new products releasing very soon. I'm sure you're not going to tell us, but can you give us some hints?
There is two new products that I'm really excited about that we are working on.
Very nice.
That we've been working on for honestly too long, similar to, similar to EXO. You know, okay. the lab is the product isn't similar to EXO, but similar to the formulation aspect of they're not happy until they're happy. So we've gone through a lot of different formulations on a couple of these products, but we're hopefully in the home stretch with a bunch of different products, not just these two specifically. So we just kind of, you know, locking down, making sure they're as good as we can get them for right now. And then hopefully we'll have those out in the near future.
Are they going to make TRCMA?
Probably not. I was hoping so, but unfortunately not. But we did release a couple other random things, like a leather brush and some 1 liters and some of the other products and stuff. So we'll kind of highlight some of those other things that we've kind of released recently and recap, you know, kind of other stuff, and kind of help people become more efficient with the brand, essentially, is what we're going to kind of focus on. We're going to dive into the differences between G-Wash and ceramic G-Wash, because we get a ton of that as a question, not just from consumers, but from detailers a lot of times as well. So I'm going to dive into those type of things to kind of give some more details on the brand.
That's right. Chris keeps you on toes. Yeah. You never know. So, we'll see. What else we got?
Another question here from the same Aaron Bauer. What's the difference between G1 and 2 and G5?
So G5 is the super easy to use versatile glass coating. So that one is rated for 4 to 6 months. That one's good for Perplex, Plexi, and glass. So as a side option for like anti-fog, you know, put it on the inside of visors and things like that. We've done some stuff recently with some race teams where they've had some really good success with the anti-fog aspect of it. And then I always like to joke with G5. It's so easy to apply. You're like Mr. Miyagi, put it on, let it sit for 15 minutes, and then come back and wipe it off with a microfiber towel. So the application of it is super, super easy. G1 is the Mac Daddy glass coating, super, super durable. So G1, G2, it's a two-part system. G1 is the coating. G2 is the residue remover. So they're best friends. They always come together. When you buy G1, you get G2. So the biggest thing with G1 that people don't like is a little bit more tedious application when it comes to the windshield. We recommend 3 layers when it comes to the front windshield, specifically because of the windshield wiper chatter that just builds up some extra layers. So that way it lasts the full 24,000 miles, like we say it will. In my experience, it's the most durable glass coating that I've ever put on a vehicle. As somebody who grew up in New York State, I've had cars with G1 on it before I worked for G-Technic, and I would hit it with the ice scraper. You know, I'd hit it with all the different, you know, ice
stuff.
The whole 9 yards, and it was always there. So I've always had good luck with it. A lot of my shops have really good luck with it. So if you can get over the tedious aspect of application, it's worth it long term because you don't have to redo it all the time for your customer. And so the biggest thing with it when it comes to the removal side is the G1 is, like I said, the coating, but the G2 is the remover. So what people would do with the remover is they end up dumping it all out and then they run out before they actually remove all the G1. So what you want to do is you fold a microfiber towel up into a square or a rectangle, and you pick two corners, and then you drip a little bit in each corner, and then you use your fingers as pressure points on that towel, so that way you can just kind of release that G2 as needed, essentially, right? So less is more when it comes to G2, like the Bounty paper towels, right? So less is more when it comes to G2, and you'll love it. Everyone will love it at that point. So
there you go.
Yep.
Very nice. And I'm assuming that 15 mil bottle will usually do
a little regular
sedan windshield or, you know.
Yeah, so that'll typically do a regular sized vehicle, like sedan, not like a big SUV with huge windows, big truck, you know, with huge windows. So the 100 mil is realistically what you guys should be using in your shop, because you can get multiple vehicles out of it, and it's a way better cost per application at that point. You can typically get 6 to 7 cars out of the 100 mil. So depending on how big those cars are, it's just going to kind of determine how many you'll get. And then my other tip is, it comes with these little 100% cotton, or 100% cotton, just, you know, applicators.
Yeah.
They're not microfibers. They're throwaways. You get them at CVS. They're little makeup applicators. Use those that come with it. That reduces how much product you're going to put on the vehicle. Okay. A lot of guys, they like to use the sponge applicators and stuff. I get it. I like them too. But in that specific case, you don't want to overuse it when it comes to your application either, because then you're just wasting product at that point.
There you go.
So I'm all about saving you guys money and getting, getting more money in your pocket, you know, at the end of the day, right? So that way you can get more cars out of that one bottle.
So T-Bone is asking, T-Bone Todd, was looking into getting a trim coating, came across C4. Can you go into a bit of detail about product and what the difference between yours and other trim applications?
Yeah, so C4, that's a quartz product for us. So that's a little bit different formulation than like Crystal Serum Light, XO, and Ultra. So that with the quartz side, that's going to give it a better bond to that plastic substrate. And then it's going to be a little bit more resistant to the UV rays, kind of decoloring those plastics and things like that. So it's specific to those substrates, obviously. And it, overall, I find it to be an easy to use product. Same idea though, with anything, you can over apply it, you know, it's very, very easy to over apply it. So same idea, use the throwaway applicators that come with it. We did that on purpose, you know, to help reduce that, variable for the customer. Like, hey, don't use the sponge applicator on this. I had a guy with a Bronco. Oh my gosh. He put four bottles, 30 mil. Four 30 mil bottles of C4 on his new Bronco.
He took permanent very seriously, and he was going to get this permanent out.
he'll sell that trim in 25 years.
Yeah,
I bet that. No paint left, but the trim's still legit.
So the issue though is that it's too much. So what happens is you get quartz puddles that come oozing out of all those pores and all those valleys of the trim. Mm-hmm. And then it looks like the wall behind me. It's all white.
Oh, no. Too many solids coming out. Yeah.
Too many solids.
It's a perfect balance.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he had to start over. We had to send
How do you get that off the trim? What does he do?
Trade the car in. A whole bunch of W5 and get a stiff bristle brush and just keep washing it and scrubbing those pores until it all comes out, because it's just excess built up quartz crystals exploding out of those pores, essentially, and that you got to clean it all up before it goes away, essentially. So it's a mess. It's not fun. So don't over apply it, and use those applicators that come with it.
Our favorite giveaway winner, Becca Green, the W5 citrus all purpose cleaner with the spray head, but directions say 5:1 general or use 10:1 for light use. Is it ready to use in the 500 mil, or do you need to dilute it?
Good question.
As the UK likes to say, you can use it neat or straight. So yes, you definitely can use it straight up. It's super good though. So I recommend playing with your dilutions, because, you know, get the most bang for your buck when it comes to the product that you're getting. I like to cut it 50-50 a lot of times, just because I find it to be a very good sweet spot for me, for what I use it for. I'm not really using it for a lot of very, very dirty stuff. I use it to clean my grill and my smoker. So,
that makes sense. Yeah, I think always the general rule of thumb is start light. You can always go heavier later on.
Exactly, and that's the cool part, is you can always start light and then go more if you can't get it.
And Amir was asking here if you know the pH level of W6.
I don't have my cheat sheet in front of me, but I'm pretty sure it is pH 8 to 9. It's somewhere in there. I can look, and if he wants to reach out to me, I can definitely get that to him.
Which one is W6?
That's the iron fallout remover.
Iron fallout.
I just pulled out the MSDS, which it seems like you guys all have on the on all the product pages there, which is super nice.
You were fast. Mm-hmm.
But, mm-hmm. Yeah. Say. No messing around. Let's share this goodness.
That's right. Pull it up. We'll get back right to the
source. Well, it's embarrassing because I don't even know if the pH is actually on the SDS sheet because it's technically not.
That's how you know it's good.
A requirement for that document, essentially.
8. Look at that.
Oh, there it is. I was right.
Haha.
Heck yeah.
I was right. Hey, hold
on. Look, he knows his stuff, everybody.
Hey, yeah.
Pass the test, Chris. You can still, do your thing over there.
There we go. So
I just hate to be like, it's 8 and then like I'm wrong. It's like, oh no.
It's between 1 and 14. Let's just say that.
Yeah, exactly.
But very cool. I'm just gonna lots of hellos in the chats. A lot of people irking for new information for sure, but definitely some love for the
Chris is getting hungry over here, so we got to get the good
heck
questions
of a combo. So yeah, definitely. Let me see. All right, yeah, W6. That's no joke. I sprayed it on an old Dodge Power Wagon that had some rust on the side just for fun, and my goodness, that thing was bleeding.
So what's cool about W6 is it's a multifunction product. It has an acid rain surfactant in it as well. So it kind of attacks some of the acid rain that kind of gets embedded into the vehicle. And then it also has the anti-corrosion function, which is very cool. So when you spray it on somebody's wheels, it gets the overspray on the rotors. You rinse those rotors off. You're not getting that surface rust left behind.
Yeah.
So it just kind of enhances the experience for the customer, so they're not getting that surface rust, kind of sitting there when you go to give the car back. Nice. So kind of a nice kind of sneaky little extra on that one, and it's super thick. I like that about it, how thick it is and jelly. Kind of
that's what I think David Bradshaw was saying. He likes it. It just stays where you put it.
Yep. That's exactly. Right.
Yeah, that's what I like too. It does what it's supposed to do,
And the last question before we let you go, and then we'll bring on some other friends to end it off. Eddie, for those that join late, where can he become an installer?
Yeah, where can he become an installer?
I think he has to learn how to spell first before he can be an installer.
We just got to talk again. I mean, he reached out a couple years ago. Things change. Yeah.
Speaking of getting him, you want to talk to him? Well, here we go. Here's Eddie Cologne, everybody.
Oh, my. Look at that.
Hey, Chris, you are the sexiest trainer I've seen.
Thank you.
I'll reach out to you. But 2019, when people were not even using mixed bathrooms, I reached out to you, and I got the polite "nah, player."
He's got the Yankees hat on. He came back with the Yankees hat on to kind of butter me up.
Yeah, he did score some points.
Yeah, yep. He did.
He knows what he's doing over there.
He knows what he's doing.
Been training for the Olympics, the Fat Olympics.
Yeah, well,
Chris, Eddie in Paris in 2024, folks.
That's right. I think your time is coming to an end. You got to get to your dinner reservation.
Yeah, it's all good.
If you got anything on the way out, you're going to let us know and we'll get you out of here.
No, I mean, thank you, obviously, for having me on. It's super cool. Let's do it again sometime later this year, kind of recap what's going on with you and see if there's anything I can update you on when it comes to new stuff, hopefully.
Yeah, we'll bring you in for the halftime show for sure. We got to hear these secret recipes you got over there.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Dew will be mixing it up, so get ready for that.
Potions with Chris, that's what we'll do.
That's right. So get ready for the halftime show at TRCMA, where Chris will be joining us there live at G-Technic, all the good stuff and all that good stuff. So, Chris, where's the plugs, and we'll get you out of here.
G-Technic _NA. That's pretty much how you can find us on all of our different social media channels. G-Technic North America, gtechnic.com. So just kind of look us up. We've got YouTube channels. We've got all the different stuff.
There you go. Beautiful. All right, Chris.
Yeah, we appreciate you making the time. Have a good night.
Yep.
All right, guys. Thank you.
See you at TRCMA. Have a good serum.
Bye, Chris. I love you.
Look at this.
We got the leaker himself over there. Our ambassador. As a brand ambassador for TRC, you got any G-Technic products you would like to share?
Why
some
am
favorites?
I the big screen? Get that out.
I don't know why.
My God.
They sent me some panel wipe. I'm terrified of.
That's good stuff.
After that conversation.
Illegal. Illegal.
That's Fisher.
Yeah, I didn't know, but apparently I have an illegal chemical that TRC sent me.
Oh, yeah.
California. Shout out to them.
I see we're hiding the shelf today.
They have there's some gaps.
Hey, let me ask you. I'm working on a car.
G Technic Day. We can't have the product placed.
I also got a bottle of XOV5.
When are you going to use that? Be honest. Never.
I got to find the right time, man.
Look, he hasn't even tested it out.
Eddie, you should know. If you're going to be buttered up, you got to, good things come with time, you know?
He hasn't even tested out the one lithium sent him for product testing.
I did.
That's what I'm working on today, baby.
That coating is so good.
Is it good? Have you, you tested
it? I put it on that Ford F450. It came out glossier in my head.
Wait, no, hold up. Get this out of here. That's not the right
code. Use code Joey10 for all your Adams products at Kroger.com.
Yeah, Kroger. Go buy some Adams with Joey10. Yeah, there you go.
I got a question.
Gentlemen. Yeah, what's your question?
How do you ever, I wanted to ask everyone this. How do you feel about a company, right? So you say you have a detailing business, you want to start selling ceramic coatings. You're just starting out and they want you to spend X amount of money to sign up. Then you have to go somewhere for training to apply ceramic coating. What's your thoughts on that?
Yep.
Just slide me out.
Nope.
Is it like hard no or what? Like, would you pay to go somewhere else? Like far away? Like you have to pay to go.
That's a lot of work. That's a lot of work. I don't know that I like anything that much.
And G-Tech's not for you, dude.
Right.
That's fine. I didn't say I was trying to be.
Joe was like, I'm not signing up.
JB just loves to love everyone. That's all it is.
That's right.
I think about that all the time. Like,
Yeah, well, it's a good line. There's people and companies that I think want to stick with one line. Mm-hmm. So I mean, if that's your jam, absolutely. But if you like,
why do I have to travel to buy stuff? So here's what I don't understand, right? I have my own detailing business, and I'm doing this for me.
Yep.
Why would I spend X amount of money to showcase you as a brand? You should be doing the best you can to support me, the installer.
Right.
Yep. And I think a lot of that comes after the fact. Yes, the initial investment is, you know, can be tricky depending on where you are financially in your business. But, you know, the support in the network can help if you are wanting to provide that, you know, kind of luxury service, if you will. And, you know, there are, you know, like yourself, you like to try all kinds of different stuff for your customers, and you know, you don't stick to one brand, and you know, maybe not having to pay, but I mean, if you can justify that business expense and you have a good return on investment with it.
But what's the return on investment? Like, I think training is important, right? If you don't know how to, if you don't know how to do a rotary speed 3 at a 45 degree angle, get trained. If you don't know how to detail the right way, I think PNS is a great, it's cheap, like $300. You go down there, you get trained. But if you do ceramic coatings as part of your business, if you've done it for a year, what are they going to teach you?
Exactly. Yeah, it's I think it's getting harder and harder to make the argument.
Yeah. And I think too, they'll,
like that.
I'm sure that a lot of the companies, I'm sure the company, you know, whether it's just a pay to,
I think it was totally their
tougher product.
Yeah,
I think it may go away eventually. Who knows? But I mean, if they have enough people doing it, then it's kind of like the demand is there. Why stop?
Right here. Like maybe years ago, you know, when they first started this program, it definitely the way to go. Like there was not that many YouTube videos showing you how to ceramic coat a vehicle. You know, the coatings were harder to install. They by far had the easiest coatings to install when the program was new and that kind of deal. Like I say, I think it's time for an update for sure.
You imagine if I tried to install a coating 10 years ago, it'd be like a freaking golf ball, for God's sakes.
I mean, just like Chris said, they updated the label because they felt a little stale. So maybe it's time to reevaluate how the installer program works.
But I think the kind of the competition and just the vast amount of products is, you know, can be both helpful and a detriment because it you know, these companies that may be getting quote unquote comfortable, you know, with a lineup, you know, sometimes there can be a product out there at a different price point that's a real wake up call for them. And that just pushes them to try and be better and further.
And again, like this one, CSU, you know, it's a harder coating to install, but there wasn't that many coatings on CSU's level, literally, you know, that long ago. But now,
that's everybody in their mind. I could go on the street, right? I could talk to Michelle on the street, be like, hey, mama, what you got? She's like, I got this coating from Europe, use it.
It's a totally different conversation.
I mean, right here we got a
Tim Coates here. Tim Coates in the field.
Oh, my God. You know, Joey 10, get a little change over there.
Get you some graphing, get you some easy.
And let me give, and Timmy Tim, if you're listening, assuming it's you or someone.
Oh, here we go. Account, get hard. Get hard. Bro,
I am going to be so hard. Okay, listen.
Oh, towel game. So,
we're going to bring the comment back. JB pointed out something amazing yesterday that.
What did he point out?
If any of you in the chat say, oh, yeah, I knew that, you're lying. You're full of it. If you look at the H in Ethos, it's bottle.
It's a spray bottle. It's a spray bottle. I have the stickers on my desk, and I was
you didn't know that?
I was
lying. Liar. You didn't know that? Liar.
I didn't catch it. I love it.
Top notch. Top notch. Tim with the labels and the graphics.
Just all right, look. You're 10%. Everyone knows. Jamie 10, okay, everybody? Jamie 10. Ethos. So back to the thing, because this is important to me. So
yes, what you get?
I just wanted to ask you three, right? JB, you would call yourself a weekend warrior, right? You're more of a... All right, Alex Dewart never washes a car. He does one video like once a month.
Hey, you got my rear-ending gear to do videos. So
good, we need it. The culture needs it. But what's your thoughts on not only having to go to training but paying a monthly fee?
But again,
I pay for enough.
Different. That's different, services. Dude. That's different, mm-hmm. right?
Monthly I pay for fee. Enough streaming services. I'm not going to pay for my hobby.
Yeah,
but
again, like the eight. When the program first came out, that was probably a real good deal. But now we kind of all figured out, Instagram or, we got a dang podcast on here from, my mom's basement. So,
and I guess you could say too, if
used to be a bigger deal than what it is nowadays
with learning, if you picked up, a friend of yours and said, hey, I want you to coat my car. And you said, just go online, look up something. And then, they make YouTube how to apply ceramic coating. And I think it's hard to kind of filter out, what's good and what's bad. But I mean, some companies will have, product specific videos on their site that aren't necessarily from a detailer. But I mean, you could even say, here's X amount of videos you should probably watch. And then you kind of might get an idea. Dude,
it's the online culture. That's my point, right? That you said something that's meaningful. And then we got to talk about towels. All right. It's online culture. We live in a world right now where everyone probably works remote. I know some people have to go in and do a job. I work from home. So why can't I train from home? Why do I have to be present? Well, you don't know how to hold a polisher. Bro, I got 12 polishers. Not bragging. I'm just saying. I'll like to go learn at from Tony because I think he's a good dude. Like I'll go learn from him just to have fun. But I don't want to go learn and watch a car. I care less about that. It would be to learn how to do something and to get to know him. For me, it's like, it's online. If you want me to pay for accreditation, I'll give you the money, right? You let me do an online course, and then let me be. That's where I'm at. But
towels, did someone say towels? Look, fellas, we had a big episode last week, and it was the pink episode. We brought in some biggest episode of the Cleaner Cast of all time. We brought in some tremendous, breast cancer awareness, that kind of deal. Brought on all kind of guests, including Tim Coates himself.
Yeah,
Eddie, what's kind of the recap? Did you crunch the numbers? What's the deal?
All right, so
did we do something good for the culture or what?
I think in general, when everyone I spoke to, we raised about $2,500, not including the people I don't know who gave money. So $2,500 on cancer research. So that's a big deal. Epic. Shout out to everybody. So
big hand.
That's
epic.
I do. What's intolerant mean?
Are you a god?
What does that mean?
You can't handle Eddie
has to fly first class now. He went to middle of Omaha.
Oh, that means I don't like to. Yeah. No, it's not that I don't like to. It's more like
I would love to be.
I want you to travel to see my mom or go hang out with the boys. I don't want to go sit in a class with 12 men polishing a car that takes 2 days. Nah, no thanks. Mm-hmm. All right, but yeah, we raised money. We gave away giveaways were monstrous, bro. Mm-hmm. Shout out to all the companies.
Yeah, huge
massive giveaway. Huge.
So go check it out. Big episode. It was a good time.
Towels.
We got one minute to
talk about it.
We had an argument last night about towels.
Yeah.
What is everyone's thoughts on a company saying that they have a patent on a towel? Can you patent a towel?
I thought you could, but I don't know.
Look, I just wash cars.
I think it's probably hard. I don't know if you can patent a weave, if you can patent a blend fiber of it. Like, I mean, the yarn itself should be, you know, was attainable by really whoever wants to buy it factory wise. And then however you want to weave that, like, you know, I don't know the different patents on, you know, like athletic wear t-shirts, for example.
70-30. You know, that rag company Rip and Grab is an 80-20 blend. I was wrong in my video, by the way. So Brad Shaw, thanks for being here. But yeah, towels. So we had an argument last night about towels. Ethos, since you're on, I'm just gonna call it out.
There it is.
Dewart was like, "You stole this." Dewart
left the chat.
Dewart was so pissed about that towel because it looked the same. But I tried.
He was very passionate. Like, I got up.
Did someone say towels?
I went to the garage. I busted out the towels. Took a video.
And then the keyboard warrior let loose.
He was heated. Can you get me off
this guy? There was so pissed. So Tim, the coach wants to know if you're stealing towel designs. That's what Dewar's asking. I said it wasn't. Even JB went and grabbed both the towels. It's way different.
Look, I don't care where you get your high quality microfiber, as long as you get half quality microfiber and you're using promo JBTN. That's gonna wrap this episode up. So we'll see you on the way out.
It's been how about that segue, folks?
All your G Technic questions. TRCMA is coming up. Halftime show is gonna be hot. Boys, what's I'm not coming on y'all's podcast next week, but who you got lined up next week's Keep Eddie, It Real podcast?
I think Eddie and I are gonna patent saltiness.
I'm feeling pretty sick, so I don't know, man. I got the flu.
Uh-oh.
You mean a man cold?
He's getting sick over here. Hopefully.
Oh, no, you're coming down with something.
Got to stop licking those Tesla tires.
2 weeks, so.
All codes matter.
Kimberly MC coming in hot right at the end.
All codes matter. Thank you, folks. Appreciate everybody tuning in.
We're going to super chat train our way out of here is what we're going to do. Say bye, everybody.
All right. See everyone.
Jamie Tennant.